You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ask the question about the offseason, because if this team ends up finishing the way we think they're going to finish, which is out of the postseason for the first time since 2014, what's your confidence level as a fan that they will be willing to make changes? And by the way, I am not saying that they should or would, and they definitely won't. They're not going to fire Andy Reid. He's not going to retire. Let's have a realistic conversation. Your confidence that they would be willing to make any staff changes.
I wouldn't want them to fire Andy Reid, for what it's worth. I have to say that.
I'm with you, obviously. Your confidence that they would make any staff changes outside of that, slash major personnel changes. There's going to automatically be major personnel changes because they only got like 36 guys under contract and they're up against the cap. I mean, they've got some big decisions to make. You and I have discussed openly on this show for a couple weeks that I think they have to absolutely explore trading Trent McDuffie, as tough as that is to say, because I think he's a great person. And he's someone that will always talk to you, by the way, in the locker room after a game. He didn't last night because he was hurt. You can't talk to injured players or whatever like that. Anyway, and he's obviously a very good player, but that's a conversation we can continue. My question is, for those that say, no, they haven't before, they've never been in a spot really like this before. Like, and typically, yeah, if you're going to Super Bowls, I get why. I mean, if I was Andy Reid and I'm going to 3 Super Bowls, I get why I wouldn't be changing my staff up much. Like, why would I?
Yeah.
But now, if you're going to miss the playoffs and you have some serious issues, I think if everybody's being honest with themselves, I do think they'll make changes, but I don't know if they're going to be to the extent everybody wants. Like, would they move on from Dave Toth? I think it needs to happen. Will they? I think that move actually could happen. Are they willing to bring in an outside offensive voice? I've told you, fine, but it doesn't matter if that voice is not allowed to be heard.
I think it's more likely it's roster than coaching.
Yeah.
And here's why. I don't think that they're immune to making changes. You'd mentioned Bob Sutton and some others. I covered the team during that time. I was like daily covering the team at that time. And the year before that, I had asked Andy in a post-game press conference about whether or not he was going to make staff changes. And he pretty much just like MF'd me the entire time for asking, right? He was genuinely pissed at me for even bringing up the idea. And I said it in a professional way, in the sense that I did not say Bob Sutton's name by name, but I was implying that defensively is where they would do it. It took a whole nother year after that gold for them to get rid of Bob Sutton. The reason why I think the staff changes will be small is it typically takes Andy Reid multiple years of things falling apart or going south for him to be willing
to
do it.
You think it's like a year too late, kind of like as you brought up with Bob Sutton.
Yeah. And here's the issue. As you had previously mentioned, the last three seasons were Super Bowl win, Super Bowl win, Super Bowl loss. Even in a down year, it's going to be hard, genuinely, and I don't even actually blame Andy in this. It's going to be hard to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, well, these guys can't get it done. Look at this group of idiots. Like, in what universe? They're the same people who just allowed you that amount of success. So the truth is, if it's a coaching staff change, I think they're more likely to make personnel changes or like a player changes.
Well, player changes, those are going to happen, Cody. I mean, they have no choice.
Yeah. But I think you want to know what the highest level of coach I think could change. Unless Matt Nagy gets hired by somebody to be their head coach, I think the highest level of coach that they'll make a change on is someone like Connor Embry. I think it'd be like a wide receiver.
I think Dave Tove, they might actually be willing. I think they might be a mutual parting of ways. Man. It's been that, dude, it's been that bad.
Oh, it's been bad.
On special
teams.
It's
been a decade since he's been
awful.
With him. But I think it's more likely that might be fine. That might be the highest. But like, it's not going to be offensive coordinator. It sure as hell shouldn't be defensive coordinator. That's not even the beginning of their issues. And I don't think it's going to go any higher.
It can't be status quo. I mean, it just cannot be.
You got to do something.
You have a season like this. It cannot be status quo. The prime of Patrick Mahomes' career. Maybe they'll finish with 10 wins. Maybe they finish with 9 or 8. I have no idea what the win total is going to be, but I still think the result will be the same, which is missing the playoffs in the Patrick Mahomes era when you still have Chris Jones on your roster, aging or not, when you still have Travis Kelce aging on your roster or not. Those are years where there is no, this was not a rebuild year, right? It may have turned into that in terms of win loss wise, but make no mistake, we all know this. This was not a rebuild year. This was a year that they were the favorites, co-favorites to win the Super Bowl, favorites to win the West for a 10th straight year, all that. When that happens and you fail to meet those goals, you can't just say, oh, shucks, we just had some bad luck all year. No, there has to be some changes. And I'm with you. I don't think it's going to be four different staff changes, but I think the two that I would like to see the most is a new special teams coordinator and another offensive voice in the room. But as I said, I'm skeptical even on that, because if you bring in an offensive voice and if you're Reed, if you're Mahomes, and if Nagy's still around as well, if you're not willing to
think differently
or say yes to their ideas and that person able to tell you what you don't want to hear, then it doesn't matter. And that's where I will, like, look, I don't think this team is drastically different with Eric Bieniemy, and you know, I get annoyed when people bring up him for these. The one thing I will agree with people on the EB thing, not that I think play calling or game plan would be different. I do think he was willing to tell Andy and Mahomes what they didn't want to hear. And I don't think there's somebody in that room right now that's willing to do that. And that's a problem.
I think, like, yesterday is a perfect example of that. When he's going for that fourth down and they're calling that play call, you need someone on the headset to be like, Andy, no. What? No.
Yeah.
We can't do this. And I do think that there's, I don't think it's as bad, like the text line or social media makes it seem like Matt Nagy's nothing but a sycophantic yes man. And I don't think that that's, I don't think it's ever as extreme.
He's
as
always
like
been the target for years.
I don't think it's always extreme. But do I think he has a harder time telling Andy no? And because they've had the amount of success, there's not a lot of reasons for no? Yeah, I think there's that. The question I have for, are they willing to make, or are they going to make, one big player change? As in, look, some guys can't go. You and I have talked about this. Like, Harrison Butker shouldn't be the starting kicker for this team next year if money didn't matter. Money does matter. Money does matter, and it would cost more money to cut him than keep him. He is a below-average kicker. He's been a below-average kicker for years. So if money didn't matter, maybe you'd finally make a change in the kicking game. All right, that's not going to happen. Fine. Nick Bolton, too late. You just gave him the contract. That doesn't make sense. Are they willing to trade Trent McDuffie? Or are they willing to try something different in the wide receiver unit? Because remember, they just ran back.
Can I suggest something else that I recognize also is not probably ever going to happen? Because you'll say, what are you talking about? He's a Hall of Fame head coach. Like, what, are you crazy? The obvious answer or question would be, and maybe it would be hopefully not something we have to be discussing next October, which is, would Andy ever be willing to relinquish play calling duties? And I think the answer is absolutely not.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying, in any other circumstance, it would be a real conversation.
It's not as crazy as it sounds. Like, but if you were to say at the beginning of the year, then it's like, what the heck? No way. But based on how things have gone, I don't think it's far off.
Yeah. I don't think he'll do that. So I understand it as I say that, but that would be something I would be very open to considering if I were the organization. But Andy Reid, the only person above Andy Reid in decisions is Clark Hunt. Like, that's the issue with any of these staff changes we're talking about is, unless Clark Hunt is going to say, you got to do this, the only other person making that decision is Andy Reid. Brett Veach isn't telling Andy Reid what to do with his staff, and nor should he, I guess, for that matter. But like, Clark Hunt is the only person in the organization that's above Andy Reid. That's it.
Well, and I don't look, he once gave up being a general manager. So I'm not saying he used to be Bill Belichick. He used to handle all personnel decisions. He couldn't lean on his favorite, like, that's a Veach thing, all that stuff. So he's relinquished stuff before. I'd be stunned. I think he'd retire before he'd give up play calling. Genuinely.
No, I agree with you.
And so, but I feel like they need a bigger change than they're willing to make. But again, I think, and this is like a normal human being response, and I don't even like, again, it doesn't even seem wrong to me, because if it were the same for me, it'd be like being in a healthy marriage and you guys never fight and everything's great. And then one Saturday, you guys, you get into a little spat and you get into a fight and you're like, well, that was a little intense. And then you're like, well, time to get into couples counseling. Like, relax a little. Things have been going, like, I would be like, no, whoa, things have been perfect for 4 years. And now we're just jumping to this option. They were in the Super Bowl 5 of the last 6 seasons. I think it's going to be hard to look yourself in the mirror, right?
I agree. And I
say,
think
I better just change it all. I think if a second year happened in a row, well, then we all agree, you got to, it's time to get real here.
And that'd be more than just the play calling duties, though, if it happens again like this.
Right.
Well, then you'd be talking bigger picture, yeah.
And that's the challenging thing, because I agree with you, and I do think if I was in the same spot and you've had all the success, it's very tough to change. I mean, I think everybody would fall into that trap. I mean, this is not unique to him, necessarily. I think this would apply to anybody that's been extremely successful in what they do for a living, to be willing to make some hard decisions with people that you've won championships with. In this case, we're talking about the staff, where he's literally won multiple rings with a lot of guys that are involved and have been by his side throughout his time in Kansas City. But you're right when you said, Cody, you know, would it take 2 years of it? And that's the frustrating thing, I think, for fans to hear, though, is like,
I do.
Don't want to wait. You can't afford to waste 2 years of this with Patrick Mahomes. You don't want to be sitting here and say, well, you're 3 years away from solving some of these problems. You know, we haven't really talked about Brett Veach much today yet. You know, he, of course, is part of this equation in a huge way. And they, as an organization, decided over the last couple off seasons, and I really didn't have a ton of issues with it. They decided to, hey, we're going to jeopardize the long-term aspect here a little bit to keep the core together, and we're going to try to keep winning Super Bowls. And to their credit,
they were in the Super Bowl.
They went to 3 straights and won 2 of them. So it worked in that realm. Well, now it's time to pay the price. And that's the issue with the roster heading into the offseason. It's time to pay the price. You only have 35, 36 guys under contract. You're up against it. You got to make a decision on McDuffie. Patrick Mahomes needs a new contract in the offseason as well. And I understand they can structure it a certain way. You're about to probably lose Travis Kelce.
Chris Jones, you got to handle that and figure it out.
Yeah, it's now time to pay the price of winning. This is why it's so impressive and difficult to do what they just did.
It's why dynasties are so hard.
Both can be true. We could all be pissed off today, and I am as well. But the cost of what they were able to accomplish for the last few years, now you're dealing with the side effects of it on top of it.
This is why dynasties are so hard. This is why they eventually go away. Dynasties don't just last forever. And I always argue with, I still think that the Patriots were in they had 2 dynasties camp, not 1 super long dynasty. They got to, they got to Super Bowls, 2 of them in particular during that time and everything else. But I don't know, man. They just are going to run into these issues where, whether you like it or not, they're going to have to make some difficult decisions. And I think those difficult decisions are going to come with players before they come with staff.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't.
Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.